Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hi. Welcome back, everybody.
You know, Donna, one of the things I've been really surprised by after doing this show is how quickly the time goes by.
I know. It flies by. It's terrible.
I mean, for our listeners, it may drag and drag on, but...
You think they'll give us a two-hour show?
I don't know.
But if we begged enough, they would.
But especially when we have our guests and talk about different things and really get into it, You really feel like the time really goes by quickly. So, but we really enjoy all your questions. We're going to go over some questions now. Donna, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us?
Again, you can always reach out to us by email anytime, armormenshealth@gmail.com. Our website is armormenshealth.com. This show is brought to you by Urology Specialists, which we have four locations. So Round Rock is our main hub. Dr. Mystery and crew, we've been there 12 years.
And if you're interested in making an appointment to talk about urologic issues, hormonal issues, if you're interested in bio-T pellets to replace your testosterone injections, if you're interested in getting evaluated, if you're interested in a natural diet to improve your men's health and your performance, if you're interested in sleep apnea testing, if you're interested in sex therapy, if you're interested in getting your kidney stone taken care of or prevented, if you're interested in a second opinion on your prostate cancer, second opinion on your kidney cancer, or any one of a number of different urologic conditions we have availability, we're so open and excited to see you, and please come in. So come to our website, drop us a line, and we'll definitely make the time to see you.
That's right. We also have Dripping Springs, South Austin, and a location just south of Lakeline Mall in North Austin. So, Dr. Mystery, what's going on in your world? What happened this week? Any fun cases or patients?
It was a super week. Yeah. We had 8 patients who had high-intensity focus ultrasound for prostate cancer. Wow. This was a huge week for that procedure in our office.
And they're from all over,
They're
right?
from all over. They come from all over. We have patients that are coming from all over the country now to get HIFU treatment for prostate cancer. Continue to encourage all patients who've been diagnosed with prostate cancer to come on in for a second opinion. It's free if you do a telemedicine appointment with us. If you're in our listening area, we're down to Bernie and San Marcos and other areas where they can hear us. If you're listening to us there and you have you need a second opinion on your prostate cancer, contact our office. It's free. I'll talk to you on the phone, go over your records, and see exactly what would I do with your information. I really believe that HIFU is replacing radiation as a second line therapy for prostate cancer. It's also a great way to deal with pesky tumors or lesions that you may be waiting on, or maybe you think that surgery or radiation for the disease may be too debilitating or invasive and you want to try something else. So definitely we've been really pleased with the response we're getting and absolutely turning Austin into really a destination place for prostate cancer treatment. I'm really pleased with that.
And we're going to have a patient or two in the near future come and talk about that.
Absolutely. I think that having somebody on to talk about their HIFU experience is going to be really valuable. We're also going to have some radical prostatectomy patients talk about what it was like, what went into the decision making. I think that's going to be really valuable for our listeners to hear. Prostate cancer is not the only cancer we deal with. This week, I also booked, I think, probably 8 patients with kidney cancer. Kidney cancer is one of the 10 most common cancers that affect men. In the past, it used to be associated with metastasis and a really poor prognosis. But nowadays, most of the time, we find prostate cancer incidentally. People are getting imaged for some other reason, and we find a lesion. Maybe they're having abdominal pain or a kidney stone or a gallstone. We find these little masses. And we can actually remove just part of the kidney. It's called a partial nephrectomy. Most often, we do it robotically. This coming week, I'm going to do one that's really complicated. It involves the entire bottom half of the kidney. It's going to be a really great case and an opportunity for this young man. He's under 50, who had tumors on both sides, in fact. We already removed his... a part of the right kidney, and now we're going to remove part of the left. This type of robotic partial nephrectomy is something that we perform. It's advanced, it's awesome, and it's a real testament to how medical technology has changed.
Wow. And so there's not too many doctors that do that.
Well, fortunately, here in Austin, we actually have quite a few.
I just know you and my whole universe.
That's right.
That's all I know.
I'd like to tell you I was the only one. But in fact, in this town, we
don't have enough urologists in this town.
We have more than enough urologists in this town, trust me. I'm having to do a radio show.
Again, we just have three.
We just have three. That's right. Just the three in our practice.
There's no others in town, so don't even Google that because you won't find anybody else.
That's right. You know, our practice is the second largest urology practice in Austin. So, you know,
I say that is true.
We try harder, you know. I guess we're the second biggest. So what other questions do you have for us today, Donna?
We had a patient send in a question earlier. Let's see. He said, I recently noticed a hint of blood in my semen. What could that be from, and is it serious?
That's a great question. Blood in the semen, or hematospermia, is a very common reason for patients to be referred to us, and we see lots of patients with this condition. Fortunately, the vast majority of the time, hematospermia is a benign condition, really not dangerous, usually reflective of some kind of inflammatory or infectious process of the prostate, because the prostate gland is where the majority of semen is made. And so that blood that you see in the semen is usually of a prostatic origin. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, for me, when you come to see me, I generally put you on a course of antibiotics along with anti-inflammatories and sometimes a little steroid dose pack to reduce inflammation. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, the blood in the semen is associated with some urinary symptoms like urgency or frequency, but not always. Sometimes associated with back pain or pain underneath the behind the testicles, but not always. Mm-hmm. And so if you just have just kind of out of nowhere blood in the semen, generally speaking, it's good to get an evaluation, make sure you don't have a urinary tract infection. In our practice, we'll treat you. Now, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Then there's the other patient, the patient that has persistent hematospermia. Mm-hmm. We don't have a reason for it. Those patients, usually I'll put in a higher category. Now, the recommendations generally don't consider hematospermia in and of itself to be a reason to do more advanced workup. But if somebody has persistent hematospermia, mm-hmm. then I usually will do something. And that usually involves looking in their bladder with a camera. And if they're over the age of 35 or 40, I will consider a prostate MRI or a prostate biopsy. Sometimes insurances won't pay for it because I'm really looking for something weird. I'm looking for a stone in the prostate. I'm looking for cancer of the prostate. I'm looking for atypical tumors of the bladder. I mean, you're not going to find something weird unless you look for something. Mm-hmm. And if somebody presents in an atypical way, then we definitely usually try to look for it. Mm-hmm. This week, we had a patient who's had blood in the semen now for about 3 years. He's 68 years old. He was treated with antibiotics, but it never went away. And it's bright red blood that he's mm-hmm. seeing. And so that's, to me, a little more worrisome than kind of a dried brownish kind of blood color you might see with a previously passed infection. Mm-hmm. And so that patient actually has something that was found on his prostate MRI as being a prostate lesion. So it's unclear whether that prostate lesion caused the blood in the semen, but in my mind, it was associated, and certainly I thought it was worrisome enough to evaluate.
And then you brought back the prostate. I want to encourage all the guys out there, since it's a lot of guys listening, 30s and 40s, you've diagnosed patients really young with prostate cancer.
Absolutely. Really scary. This year alone, we've diagnosed somebody as early as young as 38. Certainly mm-hmm. a lot of men in their 40s, which is interesting because the recommendations are that don't even start testing patients until they're 50. I think that the digital rectal exam is still an important part of the evaluation. I also think that if you do get a PSA, make sure that you are using an age-specific range. Mm-hmm. The younger you are, the lower the number should be. So don't use 4 as the cutoff for your PSA if you are 35 years old and happen to get a PSA somewhere along the way. If you have a family history of prostate cancer, you should get a PSA early. If you're African-American, you should get a PSA early. For me, I think that in my practice, I usually encourage patients to get PSAs as early as 40, or whenever we're starting or initiating testosterone therapy, we certainly try to get a baseline testosterone. Baseline PSA.
Easy test.
Easy test, inexpensive.
Right. And your PCP, if you can't go to the urologist for your insurance reasons, you can certainly start with the PCP, your primary care physician. That person should help.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of them may have feelings for or against checking your PSA at an early age or even checking your PSA at all. I think that, you know, it's what we call a shared decision making. So ultimately, it's a decision that you guys both make together.
Right. And I think one of the patients, we kind of found out by accident, didn't we? He had his blood work done, but the PSA was included.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, we just happen to catch it.
I will say the vast majority of young patients who we catch mm-hmm. are caught by accident because of some additional test or some template of test, and it was accidentally done.
Right. Gotcha. Awesome. Great discussion.
Super. Well, really great discussion today. We really thank you all for your questions and your engagement with our show. Mm-hmm. Your continued engagement can only assure you that any question that you have is shared by thousands of other men out there. So please keep them coming. Please keep our office busy. Call us for an appointment if you're interested in getting a urologic evaluation or consultation. And really enjoy bringing this show to you and love your feedback. So Donna, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us?
Awesome. Call us during the week, 512-238-0762. Our email address for any questions, anytime, armormenshealth@gmail.com. Our website is armormenshealth.com. I'll respond to every email, armormenshealth.com or armormenshealth@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. We
appreciate
it. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Here comes the music.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists of Austin. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.